4 today. We're going to do 20 minutes overdrive, and we'll go into retransmission with our big top story that's gone viral all over the internet. This will get read by 5 million people today. VHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. You got to see it to believe it. We have a TV host, comedian, he's on it all, talk soup, you name it. With us, Hal Sparks. We've also got Richard Hunter with us for this short segment and the next long segment. And we're going to your phone calls right now. Mike in New York, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Welcome. So you have any questions or comments for our guest, or what's your statement?
Yeah, I'd like to talk briefly about the 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming up.
Sure, go ahead.
A couple buddies and I are just trying to raise some awareness. We put together a video, a website, put some flyers out there in conjunction with We Are Change. Just trying to get as many people out to Ground Zero on the 11th as possible. I truly think this is a big one, 10th anniversary.
Yeah, so the government can't just use the deaths again to sell us turning America into a giant prison. Mike, I appreciate your call. You guys got any comments on how, regardless of what happened with 9/11, how it's been used to transform our society?
I think it's always easy to use even genuine crimes, and I don't think this was what it was presented as. But like, let's say there really is a serial killer on the loose. It's a great opportunity to act on that fact and make everybody afraid to live and interact. So you destroy social structures that might be an affront to large. And I think it's local constabularies and corporatists. You can cut those apart by making people more afraid to interact, you know. And I think 9/11 needs something along the lines of what Anonymous is doing. Like when I was in England, there was a great moment where they have this anti-Scientology kind of move over there. And these guys showed up at the Scientology Center in London wearing the V for Vendetta masks, and an army of them showed up. It was amazing to watch, and the news had to cover it just because it was entertaining. You know what I mean? There was an element of they learned a valuable lesson about branding and marketing, the sigil magic that is large corporations.
Well, it was something different. It's like
instead of just a bunch of billboards.
It was like the folks that danced at the Jefferson Memorial and got arrested. That got giant attention because it was novel. Exactly. Or not protesting outside the Texas Capitol, storming into it got national attention.
Exactly. And I think there's a value to something similar like that at the 9/11 site that is complete silence. I mean, they had those zombie fallouts where people would make a point about radioactivity and those things. People would dress up as zombies and fall around a nuclear reactor. That gets on the news, and it draws more attention than a bunch of people with billboards because that's too easy to ignore.
We got to think smart. Richard, your take on that?
Yeah, you know, entertaining. To put it in a phrase, in a soundbite, I think with things like 9/11 and 10th anniversaries of things like that, the message is too often how our world has changed and too little of how our world really hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. How the new boss is the old boss. How this moment in history is very similar to a moment in history from 50 years ago or 100 years ago where opportunists came in and took away freedom. I mean, that's, you know, the Patriot
Act. Yeah, like the Red Terror. They use that to take the general public's rights. Instead of actually going after the, quote, commies in Russia.
It's like the gays are the new blacks kind of idea. Is that the onslaught gay people are going to marry, and they're going to try to inject their gay agenda and all that stuff. That's the same thing in the 60s. It was black people were coming to marry your white daughters and that kind of thing. And it was used as a crowbar to keep people from going, you know, we're not that different, actually.
And there's also no, you know, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, the way the world changed and what these people symbolically meant, and very little conversation about, let's talk again about what exactly happened here. Mm-hmm. Let's have that conversation.
And
let's
should. Ultimately, what kind of security do we genuinely need, and what security do we not need? And we can all agree as a group that there's a certain line we don't have to go past, that there's a certain amount of risk in life, and we can be okay with it.
Stay there, guys. We got 12 more minutes on this side. I'm a jam in Scott, Janine, Matt, Mike, and John. That'll be it for calls, but I want to hear from you on the other side. We'll be right back. Our guest, our Hal Sparks, with HalSparks.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk to him every day.
What do you mean I'll support your system?
Dave's a good guy.
Yeah, he's lovely. Everybody's a lovely guy after they stop being a jerk. It's amazing. That's enough to make you a lovely guy.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Actually, I want to redirect a question that you had asked these two, Mr. Sparks and Mr. Hunter, at the very beginning about the fact of Obama continuing the torture, the wars. King Obama now says we don't need, he doesn't need congressional approval to bomb Libyans and stuff. The same things that they decried Bush for. Where is the criticism now from the quote unquote so called left if you claim that you don't like it so much?
Okay, or first of all, I'll answer that. The I think there's a big difference between a UN act defending rebels in another country.
Al Qaeda.
Okay, if you want to say that everybody who is on
the leadership side, is admittedly Al Qaeda. I mean, it's not debated.
Right, but the people on the ground, that doesn't automatically preclude that they mean death to America because they're trying to fight Gaddafi. The point I'm trying to make is there's a huge difference between authorizing our government to be involved in keeping planes from bombing cities in another country and invading Iraq and sending massive amounts of troops over there. If you think Iraq and Libya or Egypt are the exact same thing, tell me that. Do you really believe that the commitment in Egypt is the exact same as Iraq? If you're going to
the Iraq thing started with no-fly zones and bombing and all that, and we've got U.S. troops there advising him. In a way, it's worse. Let me explain. It's worse constitutionally because as bad as Bush was, and I was against those wars, he went to Congress and got the approval. This is a big deal. This is like Caesar crossing the Rubicon to launch this and then to say it's not a war, it's a kinetic action, and to feed us all of this, and then to leave troops in Iraq but call them diplomats and to keep Guantanamo Bay going.
Right. Well, look at the base we have in Okinawa and Germany.
Is it possible to criticize Lord Obama?
Of course it is, but you also can't just sweep everything as if it's all equal.
Did he keep the torture going?
Yeah.
And to keep the secret arrest going. My whole point is they're bought and paid for by the same people.
Yes, okay. And so here's where Obama supporters, I think, deserve some blame, okay? It's an analogy I'll draw to the invasion of Iraq in the wake of 9/11 that got us conveniently off of dealing with what really happened there, and now we're focused on invading Iraq that didn't have anything to do with 9/11. To me, it's the same thing. You get Obama elected, and if you supported him, you have your guy in office now. But when you vacate the political process, and there were plenty of listeners to my own show who did that, and like I said, our guy won. I'll see you in 4 years. To me, that's what that's kind of like what the Tea Party was. They were sort of like the invasion of Iraq in the wake of we were right in the middle of getting some stuff done, and because you guys left the party and these people showed up and they're outraged and they're clamoring for less and less government, and all the focus turns on that because political creatures, they're listening to whoever is making the most noise. And if the masses, if the people aren't speaking out, I mean, Obama supporters.
Obama has been doing what Bush did, stealing everything nailed down for the foreign banks, looting the daylight out of everybody.
He's being directed to do it by his supporters.
My point is he's bought and paid for by the big banks.
Okay, but what I'm saying is there should be more people who are drowning out the voice of the big banks. I know they have the money, but if the actual masses.
If people go to a Las Vegas fight and boo Don King, it doesn't matter because he owns the fight. He owns both fighters.
But the problem with that is
both the fighters are owned.
So I get the concept of we need to start over from scratch. But that's a very difficult.
We got to admit just how bad this is.
Yeah, but that's a very difficult thing to do midstream to start over from scratch.
Okay, for example, here's a good example. When Obama got in, he signed an executive order to close Guantanamo Bay. And he signed an executive order as president, a single act that he can do as an individual.
To close it in 1 year.
To close it in 1 year, absolutely. And the Republicans, specifically, the Republicans in office, made it defunded a movement of any prisoners into the United States for trial so that they could be tried under a non-military system. They defunded any area that they would be brought to.
No, they're bad. I mean, that's wrong.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to say that all I'm doing is inflating Obama and that I support everything he does.
All right, let me ask you this.
You can't just wipe away the fact that we're almost out of time. He's actually tried to do and been undermined by people who are.
No, you made the point. It's a good point on that issue. Scott, do you have anything else to add?
No, I wanted to correct Hal on something. Actually, at that executive order, if you actually read it, what it said was that they were going to actually just look at closing. Not that they were going to, and if it was not practical, that they had other torture sites that they would keep open. So I would suggest
says we'll keep other torture sites open.
No, it said we'll use other sites in other parts of the world. I remember covering
that. Because they weren't guaranteed they could move them into the states and try them in Michigan, which is where they were going to do. They were going to take them to a federal court in Michigan and try them.
That point's well taken. Scott, I appreciate your call. The fact is most Americans wouldn't know what Scott knew or what we know. That's what's sad. We got to get people to even know all that minutia. People don't even probably remember.
You're going to care about the rule of law. And the thing that makes America spectacular in that regard is that we rule of law should apply evenly to everyone.
Yeah, but I got to be honest. I mean, I gave you that point, but that's what Obama's always done is, now we're keeping 50,000 troops 2 years ago for another couple of years, but they're not combat brigades, they're combat assistance brigades. And now we're keeping 15,000 troops.
We've done that in every war.
I know. It's got to stop.
I agree.
It's got to stop.
But is that the military-industrial complex just holding on and going, look, one of the biggest, the only things we make in this country anymore are battleships. essentially, and big land movers.
No, I've heard mainline Republicans going, you know, we're not going to cut the defense spending. We're not going to let Obama cut it. Obama has increased it to record levels. They should be absolutely happy. And that's another form of welfare.
I agree.
And very little of that ever gets back to the American people. I'm against it all.
We don't need six times the armed forces of every other country in the world to fight an enemy that basically doesn't exist.
Well, technically, you have 100% of military force and equipment spending. The United States is 54%.
Right. But I'm
you're saying six times the biggest other country.
No. Six times all of them combined as far as warfare capability, including our nuclear arsenal. I mean, we have, in this country, we have, I think it's somewhere in the order of like 9,800 active nuclear missiles in sites in the United States. There's something in the order of 7,500 Starbucks in the country, and they're frigging everywhere. Look around. Every Starbucks you see, there's a missile and a quart.
Hey, haven't you heard? Radiation's good for you. Let's talk to Janine in New Mexico, out there where they've had the radiation fires at Los Alamos. Janine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. She just dropped off. She's sick of hearing us. Matt in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, Matt.
Alex, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm in here with Nikki Six and Hal Sparks.
Nikki Six and Hal Sparks. Oh, Nikki, I'm in recovery. Love the heroin diaries.
Richard Hunter, yeah.
It's a joke. It's Richard Hunter, bro. Go ahead. Oh,
well, anyway, first of all, what is this white citizens being most likely to be terrorists? I mean...
Well, arguably,
everybody knows Whitey's bad.
Well, beyond that, if you look at the statistics of who's actually opening fire in public for random reasons, that's who's doing it. You know why? Because we're a nation of mostly white people, and when you look at
not if you count gang related, I can pull up the firearm shooting.
Gang related shootings are against each other. Gang members don't walk into a mall and just shoot a bunch of people because they think the cops are coming to take their guns. They're not random about that. There's no threat. As a matter of fact, it's not even particularly news.
Oh, now
to me.
You're going to say that the shooter of the congresswoman was a conservative?
No, he was a psychotic.
Yeah, no, I mean dressed as a woman. Yeah, he wasn't liberal or conservative. Even though he'd been a liberal before, he was totally whacked out taking hallucinogens every day.
He was nuts.
Yeah,
he's a crazy person. The point is, was he brown? Is that anti-white to point out the fact that that guy, the guy who was going?
Listen, I'm telling you, I have the training manuals.
I can show them
to you.
That's because most of the time, when you look at the crime statistics because of gang-related stuff in this country, and by the way, the drive-by shootings of the 80s and the early 90s that were related to black and Hispanic people have not arced into some giant, you know, a violent wave by black and Hispanic people in this country. And they were
actually that has been. They've been killing each other in record.
No, they haven't. Violent crimes, actual murders have gone down. And they're completely equal to when the Irish and the Italians were fighting for alcohol in the early 20s and 30s. This is the same kind of strategic stuff. They were shooting each other.
I got a quote by a Harvard professor saying we will abolish whites. We will exterminate them.
How do you not have a crazy person almost every education? The whole point of an open education system is that you allow for bizarre thought at certain times. That's freedom of speech.
Well, I just want to apologize. I want to apologize for being white.
You don't have to do that. You should apologize for being chubby. That's all. That's your problem. Not that you're white. It's that you eat poorly and you don't take care of yourself and you drink too much coffee. That's something that's actually going to affect my tax dollars later because...
Collectivism. Collectivism.
Here's the thing. If you're against government health care, I'm for you. But here's the thing. You have to wear a medallion that says if I collapse or my foot starts to go rotten because of diabetes...
I have my own insurance.
Right. But
that's what I said when you first got on. Once you collectivize things... And once you hear about a communal, then they can start managing and nanny stating everybody, and it's nightmarish. Let's jam in one more call.
By the way,
we won't take any more calls. We only got 1 minute left. The insurance companies wrote that stinking health care plan.
I know.
And then they had all the lying Democratic operatives get there and say you were racist if you're against health care. I can play you the clips. You didn't know that? Carlos Watson, Slimeball Matthews, Mr. Maddow. All of those guys.
Mr. Maddow? Really?
Yeah.
Because she's a lesbian. You're calling her a dude.
Here's the deal. I don't even care about all that stuff.
No, you just
I like to make
that.
Fun of her because I call Janet Reno Mr. Reno.
Because she has a short haircut and because
No, because it's funny.
She's a lesbian.
I hear the liberals all the time with all their sex jokes all the time. No, I think it's funny.
I know.
I think it's funny. Anyways, getting back to what I'm saying. Mr. Maddow.
Yeah.
Because I'm not politically correct. Mr. Maddow.
It's not political correctness.
I think it's a conspiracy.
That's rudeness.
You know what? I've made jokes about Ann Coulter being a man.
I don't think
it has nothing
right
to do with whether she is or not
either.
Yeah, but the point is, well, it's free speech, and I think it's funny as hell. They arrest you now. They arrest you now in England for saying that. An evil white guy. There you go.
No,
hey, guys,
not evil,
I appreciate you both coming in. Retransmission starts now.
A man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So my point on sharecropping is, and this was written in mainline histories at the time, that the white sharecroppers a lot of times would starve to death. And the way it would be put down in the books by the sharecropper owner would be, oh, they, you know, they died of sickness, because you would get malnourished and then die of a normal cold that wouldn't kill somebody who was getting enough nourishment, and because you didn't need to take care of them. And you would have to buy your products from the company store under the contract if you wanted a shirt or a dress for your daughter. And then your children would grow up slaves of the sharecropper system. Now, when blacks got Emancipation Proclamation, they then became sharecroppers, most of them. And then a lot of black folks ran to the north and other areas where they found just as much tribalism, racism, whatever you want to call it, competing for resources, and then tried to form their own communities just so they could have. That's why folks tend to put themselves in their own community, just so they could have some type of economic ecosystem to buy, sell, and trade with each other. And I'm not saying that segregation was good. The point is that then they wanted to get rid of the thriving, wealthy black communities that had developed with their own economies, their own banks, their own grocery stores, their own churches. And so the Great Society came in as a way to have the state come in, pose as liberals, bring in money to pay the women not to have men in the house, so that the society would break down, so the narcotics could be brought in, so then the young black males could be put in prison, which were colleges for crime. And now that same model is being duplicated out to everyone. So that's why they want to destroy the middle class and make us modern sharecroppers, where we all either get government contracts for business or are on some type of assistance or welfare, or they take part of your paycheck for life, steal the money, and then hyperinflate the currency and steal the value of your Social Security and your pensions, whether they're public or private. This is how the globalists operate. They do not want you to be independent. And sure enough, a third round ended a few months ago of trillions of dollars of European taxpayer money being pumped into private banks and private families. And so just as soon as they got hundreds of millions more in the Greece bailout, now they're back for more and the contagion is spreading. Oops, now more countries need to be bailed out. But it's not really countries. They always want to put the blame on the people. It's not Italy. It's not Portugal. Their government traders signed on to the derivatives, so the government investments now have been devalued, and so the bankers that sold them the fraudulent instruments don't go to jail. They get trillions more to prop up those very instruments. Euro reaches 11th hour deal as Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy hold crisis talks. So they're trying to reach this 11th hour deal. They haven't reached it yet. And it continues early on Thursday morning. After 7 hours of talks, Germany and France reached a common position on a second bailout of Greece. So somewhat of a deal, but not completely. But details of that accord were not revealed. You can't let the slaves know what's going on. The German chancellor and French president have been barraged with pleas from political and financial leaders to reach an agreement or risk the collapse of the single currency. And then they'll give them trillions more of taxpayer money to the bankers. And then you go into more debt to prop them up. And then a month from now after this new deal, they'll say, now we need trillions more or things will collapse. And then trillions more will be given. And they'll say, now we need trillions more. We need to raise your taxes more and cut more services or things will collapse. And then more will be given. Same thing here in the U.S. And on and on and on and on and on forever, just like a third world country, just like Nigeria, just like Brazil, just like Argentina. Argentina, more wealthy 80 years ago per capita than any other country in the world except for Switzerland. The saying was, as rich as an Argentine or an Argentine. Not anymore. Ted Anderson was down there, I know, last year, and he said it was hellish. And he said, you see families, not drunken homeless people, but good-looking families living in doorways with their children everywhere, police stomping around. A once wealthy nation that signed on to the banker system destroyed. I'll never forget that article in 2001, the Washington Post. The Washington Post reporter witnessed it. An 18-wheeler carrying Black Angus beef, premium beef, turned over 2 weeks into the total collapse. And there were families, it described like Robinson Crusoe, in their suits, but with torn jackets and in holes in them, with dirt all over their faces, running up with knives and cutting off giant bloblets of beef and gobbling it with their children with blood all over them. You can pull that article up. Just like piranhas, just like tearing into the meat. Because they hyperinflated their currency, they shut down all the infrastructure when they, quote, defaulted. And so we're just being maneuvered into the inevitable default. They're just getting us deeper, threatening default now as they get us deeper down the rat hole. Germany, France, break euro, bailout deadlock. Yes. Yes. Rupert Murdoch's Fox News ran black op department. Former executive claims they'll end up dead. That's out of the London Telegraph. Look for that executive to commit suicide real quick. We'll be right back. Stay with.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. Back Sundays with another live transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream in living color the entire three-hour program every day. Also at PrisonPlanet.tv, you have all my films in super high quality, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, starting next week, live rants special. Interviews coming up in about a month and a half. We will launch September 1st, actually, of the new nightly TV show. More details coming soon. All of that at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is your memberships that also finance so much of our other operations at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you believe in what we're doing, go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free
PrisonPlanet.tv and only scratch the surface of the benefits of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Every subject you can imagine, from vaccines to GMO foods to stage terror to satanic activities of the globalist and their bizarre activities and mindsets, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go there and download and burn to disk all my films, the thousands. It's been up there 8 years. And we had some of the archives were broken for a while of like stuff going back 8 years ago, but that's all been fixed now. So there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media at PrisonPlanet.tv, a higher quality audio podcast every single day, commercial free, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I want to get into our top story today. Here in just a moment, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. I want to illustrate from every angle why this is so big and play part of the disgusting see something, say something, 9 minute Homeland Security video and stop it every 10 seconds or so and just analyze. This is 100% overt what they've done with this. And so I want to break that down coming up in a moment. But first, one of the sponsors that makes this radio show possible is Mike Adams. He has put out a new incredible piece of media. Mike Adams has put together an incredible multimedia course on food security that teaches you the skills to stay alive and well-fed during any crisis. And going into this depression, this is key. You will learn things of how to build your own emergency water filter, how to create your own emergency food go bag, how to store, purify water using iodine. Created by Mike Adams, the health ranger and expert in food security, and of course a guest of this broadcast. The entire course is available for instant access with downloadable MP3 files. You can play on any device. 50% off sale for Alex Jones listeners ends Sunday night. 50% off. You got 3-4 days. Take advantage of that. Go to naturalnews.com/Alex. Naturalnews.com/Alex. Again, that's naturalnews.com/Alex. Or follow the banners on Infowars.com. Okay. I need to pause for a moment because I will tend to spin out and my RPMs will go up too high and I won't calmly go over every aspect of this next report. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists, and I shot a video breaking down the different facets of this this morning. Big Sis tries to turn minorities against whites by labeling whites terrorists. That report is up on Infowars.com as well. Our main report, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists, is on the right-hand side of Drudge. Second story down was top story earlier, red-linked. I'm glad Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com recognizes what is big news. Big Sis tries to turn minorities against whites by labeling them terrorists. I wrote this little blurb this morning. Watson's article is more detailed. See something, say something. TV ads sell the false idea that white terrorists are hiding under every rock, and only Big Brother can keep minorities safe from the vicious, wicked white killers. For 9 years, this has been taught to police behind closed doors. We have the training manuals, the training videos sent to us by good police. That's how we know that. Now they are rolling it out in public, as we told you they would. They would announce white Al-Qaeda is coming to get you. The propagandists sell, in the past, sold good old boys on the police state to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. They then turn it around on the whole public. We're going to go to that video in a little while. Some whites are racist against minorities, so the federal takeover is sold in the name of getting the evil brown people. Then the social engineers flip it and tell the racists that happen to have dark skin, it is the whites to look out for. Total divide and conquer is the outcome. Everyone is bad, but the real terrorists that actually stage the attacks are loving protectors, the feds. So we're being told, and we're going to go to that video again a little bit later. We are told that the government is here to keep us safe. We are told
that they're doing everything they can to stop al-Qaeda from striking you at any minute. And then we learn on record that the U.S. government was protecting the hijackers. That's even Senator Graham, one of the 9/11 commissioners, and five others. Six of the ten have said that. We played you the MSNBC clip last week. We learned the underwear bomber, Christmas Day, a year and a half ago, was gotten on the plane by a U.S. government agent. The State Department had to admit that they were ordered to help get him on the plane in Amsterdam. And that without a passport, the U.S. gave him a visa. So the drugged out person could pop a firecracker on his pants, and now we've all got to accept body scanners. Not only is this a domestic police state crackdown politically, it also scares us into getting behind all these illegal wars in the name of rooting out the people that attacked us. And also these big defense contractors make in the last decade more than $2 trillion in domestic spying, over a million contractors spying, control grids, face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, naked body scanners, data mining. And I'm going to get into some of that news coming up that integrates with this. This is a total takeover. And it's very simple. It's a false flag. Hitler firebombs the Reichstag to declare a police state in Germany. Hitler blows up his own military base in Gleiwitz to blame on the Poles to launch World War II. The Tsars did it in Russia. The Soviets did it. The British have been caught doing it over and over again. Mainline British headlines, you know, MI6 running the IRA, staging bombings as a pretext to clamp down on the Irish, as an excuse to continue to keep troops there. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book. Obama ships tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to cause a crime wave to then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even when he gets caught, he's still using it outside of law and outside of courts to go in. I was talking to one of my friends the other day who bought two semi-automatic rifles because they were on sale. I've done that before. And it's a great, by the way, investment. All my guns have gone up in price that I bought, you know, 15 years ago. And he got an ATF FBI visit at his house. No criminal record. It's creating the idea that you're evil, and the ATF orders gun shops to do things that aren't even the law. That's what tyranny is. That's what martial law is. That's what dictatorship is. Well, I don't care if the federal if the House won't pass a law that we can put carbon taxes on coal power plants. I'm Obama. I'm just going to do it. But by the way, my friends are exempt. This is absolute criminal takeover. I mean, realize that, but I digress. And I won't have time to play the whole 9-minute video. It is propaganda that is unspeakable. I'm going to probably shoot a special report in the next few days where I just take excised pieces of this and you know, really in a well-documented, slick way, show people what's happening instead of just up here talking about it, because words cannot describe how wicked and duplicitous this is. So, what did Hitler do? First, he goes after unpopular groups in Germany, Jews, gypsies, communists. And he takes their rights away in law, and people get behind it. Yeah, get them. Then he swung it around against Christians, against Protestants, against Seventh-day Adventists, you name it, against his competition in business, even fellow Nazis. They would rob their companies and send them off to a death camp. This is what they did. A lot of the French that helped the Nazis take over France, they got turned against. A lot of the Vichy did. So that's how this works. You first set something up with an unpopular group. And whether it's a good thing to make Muslims and Arabs unpopular or not, and obviously it's discrimination and stereotypical and wrong, it was acceptable to say these people are devils, nuke them, to call them horrible pejoratives, you know, camel bleepers, rag, you know, bleepers, sand, N-words, that's all cute and funny on talk radio. Well, I don't think it is. Because even if you think Muslims are evil and bad and want to get you, at the end of the day, this was being beta tested on them to then be used against everybody else. And I told you from the FBI, federal marshal, state police in California, Missouri, state police in Florida, Texas, federal marshal sending me SLAT training, the videos, we've shown them here. We've done special reports on it where they say, who are the number one terrorist? Gun owners. Returning veterans, libertarians, in the fetters, Ron Paul supporters. I mean, I have the training manuals here. The Homeland Security, the MIAC reports. Remember this being national news 2 years ago? Remember all this? Now, I told you, they've taken over the Middle East. They've invaded all the countries. They now are flipping over to work with al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi, the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Mubarak. They're now shifting to a new face. They're going to keep the Muslim demonization going, but it's now a dish that's cooked. They just put it on the back burner to keep it warm. And you know, they've killed bin Laden in their staged event. They're now moving on to the next phase to, okay, we don't have a Bill of Rights. We spy on you. You have no rights. We can secretly arrest citizens under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, Enemy Commissions Act. We can fly you to places to be tortured. We can secretly execute you. Obama's continuing it. Now the next phase, they've already been beta testing, behind closed doors with the police and military. Now they're moving it to white al-Qaeda. And in this video, they cut to, and every one of them were mentally ill patsies, it's been confirmed, even mainstream news admits, Jihad Jane and others, blue eyes, animating the blue eyes in the video to glow, look blue, they're al-Qaeda. And it shows, at the beginning of this Homeland Security 9-minute video, a shot of family, of thinking about all that's good in America, nostalgia, on top of the piano. And 90%+ of the photos of the American family, it's Hispanics, it's Asians, it's black people. So you see it instantly. And there's one white guy that he's blurred in the background. So it's like, this is America. Hey, we are many people. And then it cuts to a black guy. He's professional. He's good in his suit. He's no longer being the stereotypically put down by the same media, same government as a gangbanger. He's going out in the parking garage and he sees evil white guys getting ready to blow up the building and he calls it in on them. And then the good white guys, the only good white guys in the whole thing, FBI, show up. And they stop the white al-Qaeda that's just everywhere. They're creating this false perception ahead of the private contractors that run the government staging more of terror to take over society even more. So you won't be mad about going into austerity or having your Social Security taken or everything imploding and all the money going to the offshore banks. No. And then it just cuts to white al-Qaeda, blue-eyed women. They're going to get you. And then they mix in McVeigh. Of course, that was a staged event. They mix in all of this white. And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, remember, I told you for 9 years, white al-Qaeda. I even said they're going to call it white al-Qaeda. I know them. I study them. I'm like a criminologist following a serial killer for decades. I know their next move. I'm on record. And it may even be they just grab the terms I come up with. Like I told you about propaganda placement and message placement and police state placement. Now they even use those terms. So I don't know if it's chicken or the egg, which one came first. The point is, then about 6 years ago, white al-Qaeda. Actually, now that I remember it, England started it 9 years ago, so I saw them do it first. I didn't actually predict that. I'm going back to memory now. So it started there. I knew it was coming here. So that's going on. Then I get the manuals from police going, yeah, this is what they're telling us. The rural council to spy on neighbors, everything else. I knew from manuals that came in and sources that all over the country, mainly rural areas, they'll say, we're having a meeting at the law enforcement center this weekend, free donuts and lunch. Anybody who's concerned about al-Qaeda and terror attacks, this hasn't run for 9/11 and since, we want you to come down to the meeting. And you get there, they show an al-Qaeda training video, and they say, okay, now let's get to McVeigh, let's get to Ron Paul supporters, let's get to gun owners, let's get to returning veterans. And most of the folks get upset and leave. They don't care. They find the people that want to be part of it. And I told you, they tried to recruit my dad, the other dentist he works with, not because he's my dad. They're doing it to any professionals, lawyers, any type of corporate CEO, even of small companies. They give them little cards. It's called InfraGuard. They've recruited now over 100,000 preachers. And they tell them, spy on your flock. Tell them, submit to government. Things are going to collapse. This has been going on for 6 years that we know of. The clergy response teams, just search that term. You'll see newscasts after we reported it admitting, oh, it's great. They're training to tell the flock to go to the camps. And it shows the preachers saying it's of the Lord to go to the camps. It's of the Lord to take the shots. Folks, I'm not joking. If you haven't seen us play that video here probably 20 times, just search clergy response teams on YouTube. You'll get it. It's also in Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, little clips of the news. And so they've got the entire grid set up, over 90% of the training, with police and military together, under FBI command, under DHS command, and you go to these drills, or I've been sent photos of the drills and video and the roster of the drills. It's got to be more than 95%. It's all
people wearing feed lot caps, dressed like rednecks, going, "You're not taking my land." And then a bomb goes off, and they tell the police, "The farmers attacked us." So they're scripting it and putting farmers in the role that they're terrorists. The cops play the role and are so weak-minded, they then now believe that farmers are going to blow them up. And so now it's okay with a heavy machine gun. They mow the farmers down. This was going on in 2002 at bases. I had contractors who were working at the base who shot video on top of the building. They were retarring, and they would not let me show the video. They came up to access. They showed it to me, the Marines at an Army base. And the people are like, no. And of course, I shot some video myself at drills of similar things. We're Americans. Oh, no, please not the camp. And interrogating them and asking the role players, where'd you get the guns? Well, I got my gun in San Francisco. I mean, that's in Police Day 2000. But these guys showed me footage, and I said, please let me show this. They said, we'll come back maybe later, but they'll know we were contractors. And I said, I'll blow up the video where they can't tell you were on the roof. And they said, no. We had to sign forms to be on the base. We can't do it. Then I got confirmed news articles where they train all the ROTCs around the country, including San Antonio. When they have drills in the local forest with the ROTC, the military, people in college to be officers, they always fight militias and anti-Federal Reserve people. So the entire, it's just like our in the Cold War, the military trained to fight the Russians. For at least 10 years, the military trains to fight the Americans.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you're at PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you'll be able to see it. If not, go to InfoWars.com. And the headline is, Big Sis tries to turn
minorities against whites by labeling them terrorists. That's one of the articles. The other big article that's on Drudge is DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. And this is why I've always known that even if the government isn't staging the terror, and unfortunately the evidence is overwhelming, they are. It's ridiculous how much evidence there is. The entire architecture of Homeland Security, that, by the way, existed pre-9/11. You can got documents with Clinton setting it up in Colorado in 1994 and speeches. Again, they always set something up before they roll it out years later. The key here is that they set up the entire architecture and the training and the drills for the American people. I only know of one drill, and I know about it because I had some family involved, out at Camp Mabry a year ago, and the public was invited, where they had a guy with a Muslim turban on and the fake beard and practiced killing some terrorists with some helicopters over there. And that was just for the public. Oh, look, we're killing the Muslims. But you go to the real internal drills. It is kill those U.S. militias. Take them out. Remember New York Times a couple years ago. We showed you the article. It said Explorer Scouts nationwide. It showed photos trained to kill disgruntled vets. It's for you. It's for you. Let's say Al-Qaeda did 9/11 just for laughs. Okay, fine. They've used it to set up a grid for the American people. And they're now telling minorities, who are the majority in most cities, hey, it's whitey. Get him. And they're now rebranding that. So first they tell white racists, hey, give up your rights because it's only for the Muslims. Now they say, hey, give up your rights, blacks and Hispanics. It's for whitey. And when you're done, everybody loses their rights. This is how they compartmentalize and sell this. Let's play part of it. Some of it doesn't have audio, so I'll voice it while it rolls, where it cuts to the new America, non-white, the good people, and then it cuts to the evil whites. Here it is. Oh, look at the good Americans.
The United States of America is home to over 330 million people. We are a country known for freedom, justice, and opportunity.
9 out of 10 are not white in the photos.
The American dream draws people from across the globe, bringing different cultures, traditions, and ideas to the fabric of our great nation.
Well, there's a white guy, but he's only good because he's in the military.
At the same time, there are individuals in the United States who seek to carry out acts of terrorism and violence against our communities and our country.
A white man. That's an Invoke McVeigh. The good black guy. He recognizes the devil whitey. It's also about being paranoid. Terrorists are everywhere. Black guy sees the white people. Oh my gosh. They're not a white man. They're terrorists. He's going to call Homeland Security. Don't worry. And then it just cuts to evil white after evil white after evil white. And they say, whites are the number one threat. Which is what their own manuals say. Again, even the whiteys are with Al-Qaeda. Oh, more whiteys. He's hiding down his seat. Oh, no, the whiteys. He's driving out of those. Were some scary whiteys. He calls Homeland Security. The good whites come.
Hello. Listen, I don't know if this is anything, but what I just saw looked really suspicious.
Oh.
Definitely out of the ordinary. I was in the parking lot.
All right, pause. We're going to come back with the rest of it. Oh, hey, I saw something out of the ordinary. I saw a U.S. government agent get a drugged-out black kid on the airplane in Amsterdam. Yeah, he didn't have a passport or anything, but they got him on the plane. Shut up, Mr. Haskell. We don't know anything about that. By the way, the firecracker blew up in his pants. I want to give you a report. Shut up, Mr. Haskell. Turned out it was all true. I want to report the government's the terrorist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.